Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., the crime capital of the world, also the headquarters of American Free Press newspaper. Well, I'm going to tell you a little bit later about a very interesting new book that's available from American Free Press. I think a lot of you will find it interesting, so get your pen and paper handy so that you can get the information down. Well, a lot to talk about here this evening, folks. I have one of my conventional piles of clippings here in front of me that inspire me, anger me, make me think, and presumably once you hear the data, you'll feel the same way, because we do have to think, and sometimes we have to get angry, because if we don't get angry, then we are sometimes not driven to take the actions necessary to clean up this mess that we have in this country today. Well, where do I start? Associated Press reports, in 2008, its sixth year, the war in Iraq will cost $12 billion a month. Triple the so-called burn rate of its earliest years. $12 billion a month. A cumulative cost by 2017 of $1.2 trillion to $1.7 trillion. I mean, doesn't this bother people? You know, this is the great fiscal conservative George Bush, who's now in the White House. And you know, it's so funny, so many good quote-unquote conservatives go along with these Bush wars, these Jewish wars of survival, and ladies and gentlemen, that's what they are. These wars were fought for Israel. These wars were organized by the Jewish lobby in this country on behalf of Israel. So they are Jewish wars of survival, and we're paying for them with our tax dollars. God, it burns me up when I do my income taxes, folks, you know, and I know where the money is going. That's why I have to admire people like Ed and Elaine Brown, who've stood up and fought the tax system. We see what happened to them. They're locked up now. And you know, this miserable stone in my shoe, Eric Hufschmidt, who again inexplicably still seems to have a certain number of followers out there. This guy Hufschmidt is now implying that Ed and Elaine Brown are Zionist agents. In fact, Hufschmidt has compared them to David Irving, who he says is a Zionist agent. David Irving being the international best-selling historian who was jailed for eight months in Austria for quote-unquote daring, or for quote-unquote denying the Holocaust. Yes, this is the kind of miserable garbage that comes out of this guy, Eric Hufschmidt. He really is a stone in my shoe. Would someone remove this stone from my shoe? I'd like to see his hands surgically removed so he couldn't sit down at the computer and type up this nonsense. I'd like to see his tongue taken out and pickled. Poor Ed and Elaine Brown, good patriots, locked up, and now Hufschmidt's going after them. Doesn't this guy ever stop? I understand that one of Hufschmidt's followers was on the chat room here the other evening, and he says that Jim from Texas, who's a regular caller to this program, is my secret handler for the Zionists. Apparently he discovered this by playing Jim's voice backward and finding some secret messages there, which presumably I'm supposed to be able to understand on the air live, even though I don't hear it backwards. Now, can you figure it out? This is the kind of stuff that's coming out of the Hufschmidt crowd, ladies and gentlemen. These people are nuts. Anyway, back to some serious stuff when we come back.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Yep, ladies and gentlemen, $3 trillion to carry out this war in Iraq. $3 trillion. Think of what could be done here at home. Think of the bridges and the roads that could be repaired. Think of the people that don't have health insurance. Think of the list goes on and on. It could be used for drug treatment programs. $3 trillion for Israel. That's aside from the other trillions of dollars that Israel gets in direct foreign aid, military grants, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and so-called loans, which Israel never really has to repay. That's where our tax dollars are going, ladies and gentlemen. Kind of interesting, King Abdullah II of Jordan gave a speech to the Woodrow Wilson School of Public and International Affairs at Princeton University. And he made this observation. I think he's just making the observation, not endorsing it, possibly even saying how sad it is. He said, 57 countries are not at peace with Israel today. 57 countries out of 193 countries in the world. 57 countries with a total population greater than Europe and the United States combined. 57 countries representing one-third of the members of the United Nations. Boy, it is sure tough being Israel, isn't it? I wonder why everybody has that feeling about dear little Israel. Well, for a long time here in the United States, the Reform Judaism movement, the Reform Jewish movement, opposed Zionism, opposed Jewish nationalism. They said that Judaism was a purely religious thing, that Jews were a purely religious community. They rejected the idea that the Jews constituted a nation within a nation. Well, lo and behold, according to Alan Braunfeld, who is a Jewish critic of Zionism, the Reform Jewish movement is adopting a Zionist worldview. So that was the last mainstream Jewish holdout in the American Jewish community, representing a large chunk of the Jewish community. Their rabbis and their leaders are now saying that Israel is central to Judaism and the only place where a full Jewish life can be held. So, if this is the teaching of Reform Judaism, which, as I say, was the last mainstream holdout, then this means now that, yes, Zionism is Judaism. Judaism is Zionism. There's only that small sliver, that small group, very, very small group, a handful, the New Turakarta movement, who reject the modern-day state of Israel, looking forward in the future to a grand state of Israel that rules the world when their Messiah comes. So this old argument that Zionism is not Judaism and Judaism is not Zionism is forever disintegrating. We have to face it, ladies and gentlemen. It sounds nice to say Zionism is not Judaism, but yes it is. According to the rabbis, according to the leaders of the American Jewish community. Yeah, they got us into a hell of a war over there in the Middle East. They want to get us in another one. And you know, it's kind of funny, the great war criminal himself, who led us into that war, George W. Bush, he sang a very auspicious song the other day at the Gridiron Dinner here in Washington. They have the Gridiron Club where the president gets together and listens to members of the press getting up, making fun of him and making fun of other politicians and making fun of each other. Needless to say, I don't get invited to that, nor would I go if I were invited, but in any case, and then again, maybe I would if somebody else paid the ticket, but in any case, yes, the President of the United States got up and sang. Well, you know what? I don't think the president thought very carefully about this. You know what song he sang? The Green, Green Grass of Home. He put a cowboy hat on, and, you know, that song, I always liked Johnny Cash, even though Johnny Cash was a hardline Christian Zionist. Johnny Cash was one of my favorite singers, and, you know, I think Tom Jones, the English pop singer, also sang the song Green, Green Grass of Home. Well, Bush changed the lyrics a little bit, and he sang, "Little Crawford looks the same as I step down from the plane, and there to meet me is my mama and my papa," and so on and so on and so on. A lot of you are familiar with that song, and no, I'm not going to try to sing it for you. If you don't know the song, you don't know the lyrics, look it up on the Internet. But in any case, folks, the reason why I say it's rather auspicious that the president would choose the song The Green, Green Grass of Home is because if any of you are familiar with the song and familiar with the mournful lyrics, it's about a man who has just been executed and whose body is being brought home to be buried underneath the green, green grass of home. Well, you know, I say it's auspicious for the President of the United States to having sung this song, but I don't think he thought about the ramifications of it, because if there's anybody on the face of the planet today who is ripe for being tried as a war criminal and then executed, and justly so, taken up on a scaffold and having his neck broken at the end of a rope, just like they did to Saddam Hussein, if there's anybody who deserves that fate, it's George W. Bush. So maybe Mr. Bush is having some guilty feelings, and maybe that's why the song The Green, Green Grass of Home kind of has a special appeal to him. The Green, Green Grass of Home. I just about chuckled. I just about chuckled. You know, another Johnny Cash song that George Bush could sing is I Got Stripes. A lot of good Johnny Cash prison songs that really would be very, very applicable for George W. Bush and his gang. You know, one of his Zionist Jewish cohorts, Douglas Faith, or is it pronounced Faith? I can never remember, has a new book coming out, and he's bashing everybody and his brother. Faith, of course, is this big-shot lawyer, not my friend, the big-shot lawyer I talk about. He was a big-shot lawyer who had a little law firm with some big clients, mostly Israelis, and not that many clients at all. Basically, this guy Faith was an Israeli front man here in the United States, and George W. Bush and his criminal associate Paul Wolfowitz and his other criminal associate Donald Rumsfeld put Faith in as the number three man in the Defense Department. Now Faith is bashing the good people who opposed the war and actually hitting some of the other people who supported the war, but saying that the military didn't do the job right. This is a guy who's been bashed by the military leaders in this country who are up to their eyeballs with these armchair civilian warmongers. And yes, let's be honest about it, folks. Let's be honest about it. Most of those civilian warmongers that were so hot to trot to get us into this war were Americans of the Jewish faith, who were acting because of their Jewish faith, because of their devotion to Zionism, the State of Israel, the international Jewish agenda, which is centered around Israel as the spiritual home of the Jewish people. And while some of them maintain their residences here in the United States, some of them have dual citizenship with Israel. But people like Douglas Faith and Wolfowitz and Richard Pearl and these other horrible, horrible criminals, their first and last and ever-present interest is Zionism. And yes, Zionism, as we've seen here tonight, Zionism is Judaism. And Judaism is Zionism. Mark Glenn and I have talked about that many, many times on this program and other places till we're blue in the face, and a lot of people still don't get it. We need real reform. Thank God, you know, there are Jewish voices for peace. There's a group here in the United States called Jewish Voice for Peace. And listen to what they say, folks. This is very, very interesting. This is a Jewish group that rejects all this Jewish imperialism. They say that the Gaza Strip, we're talking about the Gaza Strip, it says starving 1.5 million Gazans will not bring security, justice, or peace to Israelis, Palestinians, or Jews anywhere. Hamas has repeatedly offered a ceasefire, and each time Israel has ignored the offer. Now Israel is threatening a full-scale invasion. Gaza, they say, is the world's largest open-air prison. Except for the Rafah Gate to Egypt, Israel controls all land access to the Gaza Strip, plus its airspace and coastal waters, the flow of goods, food, and fuel, freedom of movement, and access to health care. 4 months ago, in violation of international law, Israel reduced imports into Gaza to a trickle of essential food and medicine. The drinking water is polluted by oil and sewage, yet Israel bars delivery of water filters. In January, Gaza's only electrical plant shut down, plunging 800,000 people into darkness. People with urgent medical needs cannot leave, and many have died. Children, who comprise half of Gaza's population, are suffering the most. It's not my words, ladies and gentlemen. That's from a Jewish group right here in the United States, Jewish Voice for Peace. Thank God there are a few sane people in this country who are willing to speak out about these crimes. Stay tuned for more.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back here. Michael Collins Piper. We're going to eventually get around to the phones here. If you want to call in, the number is 800-313-9443. Now, prepare yourselves for a shocker. One of the chief rabbis of Israel is Shlomo Amar. Well, Shlomo Amar has said that Pope John Paul II, now deceased, and the Vatican are liars. Now, you would think that a hotshot clergyman, like one of the chief rabbis of Israel, Mr. Amar, that's spelled A-M-A-R, would not publicly condemn a fellow clergyman, especially one so powerful as the head of the Roman Catholic Church. Now, I know a lot of you people out there don't like the Roman Catholic Church, so maybe you like the idea that Rabbi Amar called the Vatican and the Pope liars. Here are the circumstances, kind of interesting and funny. You know, back when the Romans conquered Jerusalem, put the Jewish people of the times through their paces, one of the things they're alleged to have done was taken a solid gold candelabrum from the Jewish temple. Well, apparently they've been worrying about this for years. I don't know if it has to do with the fact that the candelabra is solemn, candelabrum with solemn gold. But in any case, the Romans are said to have put it on display somewhere back in Rome many, many years ago in a place they called the Temple of Peace, this menorah. Now, of course, you know the menorah, this candelabrum, you know, is the official symbol of the state of Israel. Everybody thinks it's the Star of David, but it's actually the menorah. And, of course, as I've talked about on this show, every year at Christmas time, we are subjected to a display of a menorah right here on our federal taxpayer-owned property here in Washington, D.C. Well, in any case, the story, or so the story goes, is that when the Goths conquered Jerusalem, or they plundered Jerusalem, not Jerusalem, the city of Rome, the menorah, the solid gold menorah, disappeared. Well, the Vatican told Rabbi Amar in 2004 that they don't have any knowledge of the menorah's whereabouts. The rabbi went to the Pope and demanded to know where this menorah was. Well, you know what? According to this month's issue of Commentary Magazine, March 2008, which is published by the American Jewish Committee, certainly a mainstream Jewish organization, they say that Rabbi Amar says, "My heart tells me this is not the truth." In other words, Rabbi Amar was calling Pope John Paul and the Vatican liars. That's very interesting. That's very, very interesting, folks. I mean, you know, excuse me, this is not something that, you know, you're going to read about in the daily press. But you do read about it in the pages of commentary, and it always amazes me the audacity of what appears in this magazine commentary. And this is a so-called, quote-unquote, respected publication. And yet here they are cramming it down the throats of every Roman Catholic on the face of the planet, people literally of all races, people from all sorts of ethnic groupings who all share one thing, their devotion to the Roman Catholic faith. The chief rabbi of Israel is calling the Roman Catholic Pope and the Vatican, calling them liars. Well, I'm here to tell you that there's a lot of Jewish leaders are liars. People like Rabbi Abraham Cooper of the Simon Wiesenthal Center and Abe Foxman of the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. That's just two that come to mind. Well, they're liars too, ladies and gentlemen, and I can just hear it now. The Anti-Defamation League is going to say, Michael Collins Piper calls Jewish people liars on his program. He calls Jewish rabbis liars. But you're not going to hear them saying that the chief rabbi of Israel calls the Roman Catholic Pope a liar, saying that the Pope is somehow hiding the solid gold menorah out of the Jewish temple in Jerusalem. Don't they ever give up, folks? I mean, you know, I thought it was bad. They're always yakking about the Holocaust, you know, and always, you know, wondering why some wealthy Jewish family in Berlin doesn't have their famous solid gold chamber pots that belong to some emperor of some previous century in which they bought probably at a song from some depressed family in Germany during the 1920s period of depression. Then, of course, these things were taken away from them. We're always hearing about the stolen Jewish art. Well, now they're still worrying about the solid gold menorah out of the temple. What year was that? 30. What year was that? God, thousands of years ago, and they're still worrying about it. Dear God. All right, we're going to the break. We have a couple callers. I'm going to talk about this new book that's available from American Free Press when we come back. So get your pen and paper handy. Then we'll go to the callers.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Yeah, we are all looking for answers to what's happening, and one of our sponsors here at RBN is providing some answers. They're offering a free packet of information that you might just want to get. It's called Packet F, as in free. It's got many DVDs and books like The National Sunday Law, The Great Controversy, The Secret Terrorists, and much more. I'm going to give you their number, 888-211-1715. It's 888-211-1715. Excuse me. Now, the new book that's available from American Free Press, it is published by the University Press of Florida. Now, they sell this book for $45. These university presses put fancy prices on books, but American Free Press got a handful of them, and American Free Press is making it available at only $35. What this is, it is the first full-length biography of Willis Cardo. The book is entitled Willis Cardo and the American Far Right. Now, Willis Cardo has been a guest on this show. He's a founder of Liberty Lobby, longtime publisher of The Spotlight, and played a major part in getting American Free Press off the ground, and he's certainly today the publisher of the Barnes Review magazine. Well, this is a very interesting biography of Willis. It's not a glowing biography of Willis by any means. The The author, who is an assistant professor of political science at the University of Virginia's College at Wise, is one of these guys, one of these academics who likes to write about the right wing, American nationalism, the American far right, the patriot movement, whatever you want to call it. And it's a pretty interesting book. It's got a lot of things in about Willis that I never knew, despite having known Willis for many years. It's got a whole history of the Institute for Historical Review, history of Liberty Lobby, the Populist Party, what he calls the rise and decline of the Christian Patriot Militia Movement, the Barnes Review, lots of notes, very interesting footnotes with a lot of additional commentary in. The guy interviewed me for the book, and he certainly, to his credit, interviewed Willis Cardo. And it's really more than a biography of Willis Cardo, really. And there's, incidentally, some very interesting pictures of Willis in the book. Some of his associates, including me, a bad picture of me with President Ahmadinejad of Iran. But in any case, it's a very interesting book. And those of you who are interested in political movements, there's a lot of people out there who have an interest in political movements, as opposed to just being part of a movement or part of a group of people. Well, I think you'll find this book very, very interesting. It's about as objective as you're going to get. It's critical of Willis in many respects. But I think, and in fact the authors, not the authors, but the publishers, refer to this book as a fascinating, captivating portrait of this dedicated, frightening, and controversial man. Every time I see Willis in the office down there at American Free Press, I always say, there's that frightening and controversial man. And, you know, Willis does have a bit of a sense of humor. So he can appreciate the fact that, let's face it, a book certainly deserved to be written about him. And if you're interested in it, you can order it from American Free Press. I think if you go online to the American Free Press website at AmericanFreePress.net, you can order it. If they don't have it available online directly there, you can order it using your credit card or Visa by writing the American Free Press webmaster, or you can call the American Free Press toll-free number during business hours at, what is the number, ladies and gentlemen? I'm embarrassed. I don't know the number off the top of my head. Well, you can get it on the American Free Press website. When I'm doing this radio show, I constantly think of our call-in number here, which is 800-313-9443. The American Free Press number is 888-699-6397. 888-699-6397. Anyway, it's actually a pretty interesting book. It's hardbound. 340 pages, including index. Well worth your read. It's very, very interesting, as I say. All right, well, we're going to go to the phones. Ah, we've got to go to Jim from Texas, who one of Huffschmidt's followers says is my handler. Welcome aboard, handler.
Hello, Mike.
Listen, what do you have for orders here tonight?
You've enlightened me tonight. From the few clues you gave me about your big shot lawyer friend, I've been able to establish that he works for the world-renowned Washington, D.C. firm of Shabbos, Goy, Shill, Sycophant, and Toady. Okay?
And there's a lot of those law firms here in town.
It names every one of them. But still, I mean, I have pinned it down, so to speak. And would your big shot lawyer friend ever admit to working for that firm?
No, probably not. Douglas Faith, though, you know, he's got his law firm, and you know that's what's so amazing about his law firm. It was basically an Israeli front, so he wasn't really much of a lawyer in the first place, but. But he certainly got himself, he angled himself into a position of power here in Washington. But that's not unusual when you consider the fact that these positions of power, Jim, are only open to those who do the bidding of the interests of Israel.
My problem with Douglas is that he don't even know how to pronounce his own last name. He's probably changed it too much. One day he's Fife, and one day he's Faith, and the next day he's Jones. I don't know. What do you do with these people?
Well, I'm not going to say.
Well, yeah, you know what to do with them. Give them the Saddam Hussein treatment.
Well, you know, I tell you, you know what's going to happen, Jim? It is going to happen here eventually that, you know, all hell is going to break loose here in the United States. And all the people that played a part in selling us out, they are going to pay a mighty price. They're going to be hanging from lampposts. They're going to be thrown out.
Does that include your big shot lawyer friend? Is the only thing how does he view the day of the rope, so to speak?
The actual area of legal practice that he's involved in doesn't really so much put him in the same realm as many of these people here in Washington. So I have to say that in his defense. He's very successful in his particular field, but it's not a political area, so to speak. He occasionally listens to the show. I wish he would listen every night because he knows he's frequently talked about on this show. I think in his particular case, he just needs some good solid re-education.
Maybe
we could put you in charge of a re-education class.
Mike, have you ever advised him of the old axiom, in for a penny, in for a pound? Okay, that explains your lawyer's predicament, big shot that he is. You know, if you serve the master, you're in for a penny, you're in for the pound. That's it. That's the predicament he's in, not we're in. We know where we stand. We're going to be in concentration camps if we're lucky. We're going to be dangling from a yardarm if we're not lucky.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, I think a lot of us will fight. I think you'll fight, Jim. I will fight too, as much as I can, you know. And you know, it is unfortunately going to be very, very bloody here in this country. I don't see us taking this country back through a normal electoral process. I just don't see it happening.
And Mike, I will personally go after your big shot lawyer friend. Okay, gratis. You don't have to pay me anything. I'll go after him for the mere fact that he knows better, but he chooses to follow the norm, so to speak, in the United States. He knows better. This guy's not an idiot. You've described him.
This is a very interesting point because, you know, he does know better, and yet at the same time, he's been inculcated, as so many Americans have, with this idea that, well, you have to support the president, you know, because, well, we're at war. And then, of course, then, on top of that, he's been brainwashed by Fox News. So he's gone along with it. And, you know, there are so many people like that, Jim. I don't quite understand it.
But they deserve what they get, Mike.
Yeah, well, you know,
And technically, we deserve what we get. That's the way life works.
Well, I tell you, you know, I would say that generally, that yes, the American people do deserve what they get, but I think when push comes to shove, there's going to be a lot of people who will finally stand up. Even some people in positions of power in this country, when they see which way it's going, they're going to jump on the wave and ride it.
Even a lawyer that works for Chavez, Goy, Shield, Toady, and Sycophant? I don't think so.
I think so. When the blood starts flowing in the streets, and particularly when the military comes around, and I hope they do, that's going to wake a lot of people up.
It's possible that your wonderful lawyer friend could be too late by half, so to speak. You know, there's a certain point where you have to make a move, and if you wait too late, then you're trapped with the people that you sided with.
Well, what's the old saying? It's going to separate the men from the boys. We're going to see what happens. All right, Jim,
well,
I got to move on here.
Well, next time you talk to your lawyer friend, remind him of the terminology I gave him. for the law firm he works for, because that explains the whole thing. So. And I'll let you go, Mike, because I talk to you too much, and people are probably getting tired of.
Now Huffschmidt's associate now says you're my handler, Jim.
He claims I'm your handler.
Yeah, he says that he played back recordings of your voice, and there are secret messages on your voice, which apparently are somehow being sent to me, and therefore I know what to say on the air from hearing your voice backwards, which I never have heard backwards, Jim, but you figure that out. That's the weird world of Eric Huffschmidt and Christopher Boleyn.
Well, I think of Huffschmidt and Boleyn, although I would like to see some recent pictures of his wife, so to speak. So.
They've
and
been
so
older.
Would you. Listen, Mike, I got to get off here because I'm
talking
all your time.
Good talking to you.
That.
All right, let's go to Wes from Idaho. Wes, I just heard you on Hashem Talawi's show here over the weekend. How are you doing?
You did.
Yes, I did. I listened to that show on the weekend. Yeah.
I don't think I called in Hashem.
Wasn't that? Oh no, you
the
know
Liberty.
What?
Liberty.
You know what? I'm sorry. I was listening to a playback of Mark Glenn's new show.
Right, Liberty.
That's where I heard it. It was from last weekend. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Yeah, that's right.
Phil Turney and Mark Glenn.
That's a great show. That's the first time I actually had a chance to listen to it, and I strongly recommend that people do. Well, anyway, Wes, you're here live with me right now. What's up?
Yeah, on the subject of Judaism and Zionism, you're coming, well, the same way I look at things. Now, there's a book by Michael Hoffman, Judaism's Strange Gods.
Yes.
In it, he says there's only a very small minority of Jews called Karaites that believe only in the Old Testament only. And
right.
they are persecuted by other Jews. But all other Jews, Orthodox, Reform, whatever, go by the Talmud and the Kabbalah and the Zohar.
You know, it's very interesting that you bring up the Karaites, because the German government during World War II specifically sent down an order saying that these Karaite Jews were not to be uprooted from their homes.
Huh.
A lot of people don't know that. That's a fact. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. Are they politically active? I don't hear anything about them.
No, that's a very small group that they are... Somewhere, I know, I'm no anthropologist and certainly no geographer, but as I recall, they're primarily based somewhere in Eastern Europe, way, way over towards Russia.
Are they politically active at all?
No, they are just a very small group of people who follow a traditional religion there, and they are separated and separate from the international Jewish community. They're very, very small in number.
And they don't go around performing false flag operations.
No, I think that's probably a good way of putting it, exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But this New Jakarta and Jews for Jesus, I don't perfectly understand them. It still seems like an anathema to me, to be a Jew for Jesus. I mean, you got left and right and combining dark and light, combining them, and I don't trust New Jakarta or Jews for Jesus, although give them the stage and let us hear what they got to say.
Yeah, I mean, actually, when it comes right down to it, those two groups are totally... totally different, obviously, because New Jakarta, they reject the existence of the State of Israel as it's currently constituted, and they say there isn't to be a political state until the return of the Messiah. Well, whereas Jews for Jesus, presumably, you know, I'm not sure they have, I don't think that they have a particular position one way or another regarding Zionism.
Mm-hmm.
They are, and you know, obviously, they are Jews who say that Jesus Christ, the Jesus Christ that Christians worship today, they say he was the Jewish Messiah. Now, how they can continue to remain religious Jews and still say he's, excuse me, say Jesus was the Messiah, I don't understand that, you know, from a from a theological standpoint.
That's my point.
Yeah, there's a lot of things I don't understand from a theological standpoint in Christianity alone. So far be it from me to critique the Jews for Jesus, or even neuter a Carta for that matter. But you know, I, from a political standpoint from which I approach things, I want us to be honest and try to get away from these old distractions about the Khazars and about the, you know, the Zionism is not Judaism, when in fact it is.
Yes.
We're going to a break, Wes. If you want to hang on here, please do. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we will be back momentarily. Stay tuned. We've got Wes from Idaho aboard with us. This is Michael Collins Piper.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're wrapping up the hour here. I should mention, I thought of another Johnny Cash song that George Bush could sing, Cocaine Blues. But I don't know how blue the president is about his cocaine use. Anyway, Wes from Idaho is aboard with us. Wes, we were just talking about these ins and outs of and all the debates over who's a Zionist and who's not and who's Jewish and who isn't. But, you know, I tell you, when it all comes down to it, you know, I think there's the old saying, by their fruits ye shall know them.
Yep.
You know, and I think I think we don't have to go very far. We don't have to find out someone's a member of the Illuminati or the Committee of 300. I think we can look at the voting records of people right here on Capitol Hill. We can look at the public statements made by people like Abe Foxman, you know, and characters like this. We can tell who's who and what's what. It's not a matter of secret society memberships or anything like that, for the most part. I mean, they're out there. People do belong to these secret societies, but the people who are causing the real trouble in our society are very open about it, and we know who they are. We know who these traitors to America are. We know who the enemies of goodness are. You know, by their fruits, we know them. And well, it's not going to take too much for us to separate the bad apples out of the bunch.
Judaism hates the Lord Jesus Christ. And going to the Old Testament, you always hear 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people would get rid of their wicked ways and that are called by my name. But I want to point out 2 Chronicles 19:2, and it says, the wrath of God will visit those who help those that hate the Lord Jesus. I mean, it's exactly what I see is happening. Since 1948, what has become of America? We've gone straight downhill, gone from the greatest creditor nation in the world to the greatest debtor nation in just exactly those years since 1948.
Well, yeah, I mean, that should, you know, all these people, that should just tell them something right there. What has happened to this country since those days? We were once a respected country. People around the world, that's why we have so many immigrants in this country, because people knew that this was a great country, a place where they could come and make a success. Of course, they didn't all do it legally, but, I mean, they did it, and there was a reason why they did it. But, you see, now we're hated around the world, and we are hated around the world because people know that our government has been corrupted. And they know who's corrupted our government. And you know what, Wes? So do we.
We got Hagee and Falwell and Robertson all telling us, promising that, oh, we're going to be so blessed if we bless them. Well, what are the results from
us? We've been blessing Israel with billions and billions every year. You know, where has it gotten us? It's gotten us into a war that's made us enemies. I mean, you know, it goes on and on and on. I started off tonight here. $3 trillion. Where has it gotten us? Where has it led us? It's pretty scary.
That's how much we've spent in this last war?
Just this war in Iraq, yeah. Yeah. And it's not about to come to an end anytime soon.
We still got a couple of minutes?
Well, actually, Wes, we are coming to an end right now.
Oh, I had a question about books on Goebbels and Jews being kicked out of countries 100 times. Are they good books? Can you tell me?
Well, I'll tell you what. You'll have to call back another night because we're out of time.
Okay, I'll let you think of it. Books on Goebbels and Jews kicked out 100 times. I want books on those subjects.
Well, I'll have to think about that one.
Yeah.
All right, Wes, we'll talk to you later. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening in. This is Michael Collins Piper wrapping it up. Time for me to go to bed, folks. Hope you stay tuned to RBN for more good programming right here at republicbroadcasting.org.